Ask yourself how much you would pay for a baseball team that has not won the World Series in 99 years. Many analysts do predict that Major League Baseball's Chicago Cubs would fetch a record price if they were sold, even though they haven't won the series since 1908. And real estate mogul Sam Zell last week made a multi-billion dollar deal to acquire the Tribune Company, the current owner of the Cubs. And when it comes to the Cubs, Zell plans to sell. NPR's David Shaper got some reaction from the Cubs' home opener.
For baseball fans, opening day is always exciting, especially in a historic ballpark like Wrigley Field, and when you're skipping school, too. 10-year-old Tucker Fenwick sums up the atmosphere at his first opening day.
Sweet.
Tucker's dad, Dan Fenwick, says what makes it even better is that the Tribune Company finally opened its wallet, wide, paying millions to new manager Lou Piniella, superstar Alfonso Soriano, and several new pitchers.
They spent a lot of money, and I hope it works out. We're sure looking forward with great anticipation this season.
It's been 99 years since the Cubs last won a World Series, so if there's a hesitation in Fenwick's voice, it's because for Cubs fans, optimism is usually short-lived. So Michael Gould, who watched his first Cub game in 1938 and returned to Chicago from Connecticut just for opening day, says he's happy to see the team's owner, the Tribune Company, put the team on the auction block.
Because they're not doing a competent job with it, never have. But on the other hand, they're going to make more money than has ever been made in the sale of any franchise.
That's probably true, according to several financial analysts. As part of his $8.2 billion deal to buy the Tribune Company, Chicago billionaire Sam Zell plans to sell the Cubs after the season to help pay down some of the media conglomerate's debt. Chicago baseball author, historian, and radio host George Castle says the Tribune Company, which bought the Chicago Cubs in 1981 for $20 million, will sell for hundreds of millions more.
Anywhere between $600 and $800 million, depending if the Wrigley Field situation is put in as part of the sale.
That's a potential sticking point, as Zell and the Tribune Company have suggested they might sell the quaint ballpark known as the Friendly Confines separately. Castle says that might make some fiscal sense. Wrigley Field was built in 1914, and the Cubs have spent more than $50 million over the last 20 years just in maintenance and upgrades.
This ballpark is showing its age. It's beautiful to attend, like a museum piece, but it's a terrible place for the players to work, for the ball club employees, for the media. It's antiquated.
But despite the ballpark's leaky restrooms, cracked and crumbling concrete, and huge steel posts blocking some views, fans have a strong emotional attachment. Just ask Lindy Thomas, who's been coming to Cubs games since 1937, if the team could be sold without Wrigley Field.
That's not going to happen. The team and this ballpark or this piece of real estate are inseparable. There's no other way that it can work.
Already there's lots of speculation about who might buy the Cubs, with talk about ownership groups led by various local business tycoons or Chicago-born celebrities like Bill Murray. Any final sale is close to a year off. In the meantime, fans hope to enjoy a season in which the Tribune Company finally invested like an owner wanting to win, not one desperate to sell. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.